And here's Rolene Marks for the Israel Report on the Morning Mayhem. Rolene, how are you?
Good morning. I tell you, truer words could not be spoken by Dr. Marburg. I can't believe that tomorrow we mark 20 years since that day in September, which really it changed our generation, certainly, and also the world as we knew it.
It really did, and a few of our listeners saying, where were you, what were you doing September the 11th, 2001? And it's just not a day that anybody will ever forget if you were old enough to remember.
Absolutely not. I can remember exactly where I was as clear as day. I can still see it happening, that awful moment. It was about 3:45 South African time. I was working as a marketing manager, and I looked at CNN and I thought, Shane, that's terrible. It must be a small plane that has hit the World Trade Center, and just watching events unfold in absolute horror. And of course, we think of everybody affected, the victims who perished, their families, their loved ones, and the phenomenal first responders who ran into those buildings to try and save as many lives as they possibly could, and ultimately paid with their own.
I'll never forget, I was actually on IM, instant messaging, sitting here in Johannesburg, but talking to a friend in New York, and suddenly he typed, well, I can't really repeat on radio what he typed, but saying, I've just seen a plane flying into the World Trade Center. He was he was midtown, and he could see the World Trade Center from his office. And then IM instant messaging froze, because I think the internet must have been completely overwhelmed, and I couldn't get information from him. And I also recalled at the time that we had some very good friends, a couple. One of them worked in the World Trade Center North Tower, and one of them in the South Tower. And I just, you know, all I just wanted to do was to find out how they were doing. It was just the most shocking day. It turned out that he was actually in London on business, so he wasn't there. And it was also the first day of kindergarten, so the wife had taken the morning off to settle their daughter in kindergarten, and so she wasn't in the building. So thankfully, neither of them were. But there's so many stories around this, and I read yesterday, and is this true, that Israel is the only country with a memorial to 9/11 outside of the United States that actually goes through all the victims?
It is true. Just outside Jerusalem, in fact, if you're traveling up the one from Modi in Tel Aviv side heading into Jerusalem, you will see a sign that points you towards the 9/11 memorial. And every September the 11th, there is a ceremony at the memorial. It looks like a flag waving in the wind. And, you know, when September the 11th happened, very shortly after that, the second intifada had broken out, of course, in South Africa. We had hosted the infamous UN Durban Conference on Racism, which would see anti-Semitism just spike to astronomical levels. So, you know, it's hard not to look at all these events as intertwined. And, of course, 9/11 not just changed the way that we look at first responders or opened our eyes to terror around the world, but also brought to the forefront this global war on terror. And we look at that day, the horrific events, some of the images that we cannot erased from our global consciousness, and that we turn, of course, to Afghanistan, what is happening there, and ask those terrifying questions. Is it going to become a breeding ground for terror organizations? You know, did we win the war on terror? Did we have any significant victories? But all of this just will pale in when we compare to what the families, the survivors will go through today, tomorrow, and of course have gone through every single day since that awful, awful day.
Absolutely right. Let's talking about terrorism. Let's just take a look at what happened this week with Prison Break. What is the latest on the situation there?
We're into our sixth day of a massive manhunt around the country. The IDF have cancelled any weekend leave for any of the troops that are stationed in Judea, Samaria. We have this massive manhunt underway. Yesterday we had two prison service staff questioned under caution. The Israeli police say that, we can't ignore maybe any transgressions or maybe lack of duty or dereliction of duty by prison services employees. The head of prison services, her name is Katy Perry. I kid you not, Howard.
No,
I did not make that up.
No, really?
Her name is Katy Perry, yes. Many calling for her to resign, but we've had, from the Ministry of Correctional Services saying, we have to draw a difference between responsibility and guilt, and going on to say, while they are certainly responsible, they are certainly not guilty. But it is just absolutely farcical how this whole event happened. What we do now, because of course it is under investigation, it is a high security incident, so not many details will be made public, but the little that we do know is that they apparently tunneled out through the showers in the prison cells. Some accusations of the towers being unmanned, some even said that perhaps there were guards asleep. What we do know is that it has resulted in this incredible manhunt across the country, of course, in the areas of the West Bank. We know that certain members of families related to the six, and let me just say that they are not political prisoners. These are terrorists. These are prisoners with blood on their hands, most of them responsible for carrying out deadly attack against Israelis, most of them members of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and their family members have been taken in for questioning. But it has also sparked riots across prisons in the country, prison riots stretching from Gilboa in the north through to Jerusalem in the center south. And we're bracing for a Hamas day of rage in support of the escapees. I mean, Howard, where do they never have a day of rage in support of something to this effect? But we are bracing ourselves for what could be a very, very difficult weekend for our troops, our police and border guards. We are anticipating possibly arson balloons coming across the border. Some are even predicting, do we need to worry about rocket attacks? But we will have to see as the events unfold over what is going to be quite a tense weekend.
Yeah, and this is very unusual, of course, this type of prison break. We just never hear of it in Israel.
Well, absolutely, and it's left a fair share of egg on the faces of the security establishment, and certainly Israel's reputation around the world. How could this happen on your watch? And if you know the type of prisoners that are held in Gilboa prison in the north, these are, for want of a better phrase, really, really bad guys. These are terrorists. These are people responsible for gross atrocities on Israeli soil.
Absolutely. Very, very frightening. Tell us about Ben and Jerry's.
Well, we have some exciting news on the Ben and Jerry's front. No, not a new flavor. We have the first divestment of a U.S. state from Ben and Jerry's and Unilever. So the treasurer of Arizona State, her name is Kimberly Yee, sent a letter to Ben and Jerry's and their holding company, Unilever, saying with immediate effect, we are divesting our over $153 million pension fund invested in these companies. And she goes on to say that they are appalled by what they see as a boycott of Israel and efforts to undermine the Israeli economy and what they see as gross anti-Semitism, saying that Israel is an ally, a major trading partner, and we certainly will not cooperate or endorse any kind of anti-Semitism. So using the A word there, Howard, and a very, very strong stance taken by the state of Arizona, becoming the first American state to formally divest from Ben and Jerry's. And I think once one starts, I would expect to see others Florida and Texas following suit.
Incredible. Boycott right back at ya. All right. So speaking about that, let's talk Durban. Durban IV, tell us the latest on this.
Well, I certainly need an IV of something when we have to talk about Durban 4, Durban IV. This is the 20th anniversary of the infamous UN Conference Against Racism, which took place in South Africa, not by coincidence, by absolute design, in 2001, which certainly brought BDS into the global consciousness and escalated anti-Semitism and brought it out into the mainstream since then. And what we are seeing now is a whole host of countries saying that we are not going to participate. In fact, I'm going to quote you, Howard, boycott back at you and pulling out of it. So over the weekend, maybe it's a great Rosh Hashanah present to all of us, we've heard that Croatia, Cyprus, Italy and now New Zealand have become the latest countries to pull out, which brings the total to 16, which is higher than the 10th anniversary. So this is really, really a great going. We are expecting that countries like Portugal, countries like Sweden, everybody's eyes on Belgium and everybody's eyes on Poland to see whether or not they are going to pull out of this conference. Poland and Israel with a lot of bilateral tension at the moment because of their Holocaust restitution legislation, but it is predicted that they could possibly, not definitely, possibly follow the other countries in pulling out. But really, it's you know, countries have to decide right now, are you on the side of democracy and respect and sincerely fighting racism, or do you support some of the grossest racist regimes in the country or in the world, certainly, that will be present at the Durban conference?
Is there any statement by the organizers of the conference? Because surely this must be a concern for them.
Well, that is a fantastic question, and if you go on the UN site, the picture accompanying the notice of the upcoming conference is of a demonstration against Israel. So while they haven't formally said anything that, you know, they will most certainly work to guard against anti-Semitism, or they are disappointed, or that, you know, they applaud a strong stand against racism. All you have to do is see the picture that accompanies notification of this conference. So to me, a picture speaks a thousand words.
So very clearly that is exactly what they want. I mean, this is what they're going for.
Absolutely. There is no doubt that this is going to descend into anti-Semitic Israel bashing chaos. You know, we are looking at what we can predict coming out of it, and unfortunately, many of us see that the war in Israel, certainly the narrative war, is going to increase. And certainly the accusations against Israel and apartheid state and Nazi state is certainly going to gain momentum. So all of us who are supporters of Israel, we're all going to have to be all hands on deck as we anticipate what is going to come out of this conference.